This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now, you can check him out on YouTube. You can listen here, stream it on the Odyssey app, or go to youtube.com/ use the at symbol, the fan Milwaukee. Like, subscribe, all that fun stuff they tell you to do on YouTube. He is Jim Ozarski of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Bucks beat writer. Follow him on Blue Sky at Jim Ozarski. Jim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I like to tell you that I'm in a better mood than the last time we talked, but you and Eric Name just get me yelling and screaming at you, so I apologize. Maybe it'll get better between now and next summer. But Bobby Portis, from a casual fan perspective, woohoo! Bobby Portis is back. We get Chad. Bobby. Great. They're happy. Okay. So they're going to buy tickets. The little kids wear Bobby Portis jerseys. Grown men wearing Bobby Portis jerseys. Awesome. Great. Okay, that's fine. I continue to struggle with the fact that bringing back the same crew is going to give us different results than what we've seen in the past. I struggle with this. Now, we'll get to Brook Lopez because obviously I don't think anybody thinks he's coming back. But outside of that, you know, Ryan Rollins. I like Ryan Rollins, nothing personal. AJ Green, Bobby Portis. We'll see what happens with Gary Trent and stuff like that. We'll get to that too. But I'm just struggling to see you're going to pay Bobby Portis whatever it is, $14 million a year, whatever that number is. Is he back to coming off the bench at that number, or is he somehow or another in the starting lineup with Giannis? Because if that's the case, then either Giannis is playing the 3 and Portis is playing the 4, or Bobby's playing the 5, and I really don't want Bobby playing the 5 every night.
No, you're a liar when you say maybe you'll stop yelling next summer.
No, you're probably right. Yelling yeah.
Every summer since I've known.
That's right. Every summer. That's correct. Yes.
Bobby Portis is a few months younger than Giannis and is still a walking double-double. Like he is that 4-5 backup that is your stretch for, look, 14.6 million, whatever it is, Sparky, that's just above the non-tax mid-level exception.
Yep.
It's a good number for the Bucks. It's a short-term contract into his 30, 31, 32 season. Like it's a good deal for both parties. He's not the issue. Like Giannis isn't the issue. Bobby Portis isn't the issue for why this team has not succeeded. Right. And to your point of like running it back, we'll see. I do think re-signing Gary Trent would be a good idea. The Bucks haven't had a 26-year-old shooting guard since when, Sparky, right?
That been a while. Michael Redd?
41% of his threes. And and you don't have to sub him out at the end of a game because he's a liability, right? So that I think I get what you're saying. If you were to tell me Doc Rivers is going to start a group similar to the group that ended the season when Giannis is the oldest player on the court, that's a good thing, right? Because that's the Bucks getting younger and finding more athletic, dynamic players. We'll see how this shakes out in the next 24, 48 hours, week, Sparky. But Bobby's not the issue. Resigning Bobby's not the issue. You need players. You need good players. Giannis is going to miss, 15, 17 games? Bobby starts and is going to give you 18 and 12 and give you a good chance to win some of those games, right, Spark? So that Bobby, again, is him coming back is not a thing. That's not a bad thing. It's what does John Horst do with the other resources available here in the coming day, week, etc.
Okay. So you said, well, it's not Giannis's fault. It's not Bobby's fault that they're not doing what they want to do. Well, no, it is Giannis's fault because outside of last year, he's been hurt a majority of the postseasons he's been in and has missed first round games. And they overcame it the one year when he got injured and missed part of that Atlanta series and miraculously came back from the hyperextended knee to win the championship against Phoenix. But for the most part, he's been the one that has been hurt in the first round of games. And that's why everybody wants to get him mad at John Horst or Bud or whoever. It's like, well, if your best player's not on the floor, how are you expecting to win? Not many teams are going to win without their best player on the floor. And that's exactly what's happened. So at the end of the day, he's got to be healthy in the postseason. That's the first thing. The second thing is this whole idea of, you know, oh, we're going to compete for a top six. No, it's not Herb Cole. Let's compete for the eight and see if we can make the playoffs and see what happens. But man, I mean, if we're being real, now we'll see what John Horst does. Because you, like you said, he's got the mid-level exception, which is like $14 million. He's got ways to go about adding players and doing whatever it is that he's going to do. But if again, if we're being honest, what do they need? Well, they need a point guard because there's no Damian Lillard for a good portion of this season. And if the idea is you're going to get a younger point guard for the next 3 to 5 years or whatever, then that's the guy that essentially eventually replaces Damian Lillard. So, okay, fine. You need that. I think the other part about this that you definitely need is some type of 3-and-D player for the wing because you don't really necessarily have that guy. Anytime Kyle Kuzma's on the floor, I don't think anybody's going to be excited. If Kyle Kuzma's in the starting lineup, I love you, Jim Ozarski, but you're going to hear me screaming inside Fiserv Forum from Hale's Corners if he's in the starting lineup on opening night, if that's the best they can do. So that's where I get a little frustrated, I would say, over how this is all going to shake out. You guys are selling, oh, they're going to be younger. Yeah, but just because you're younger doesn't mean you're better. Yes, you're younger. Yes, you can get out and run a little bit more, but it doesn't mean the players that are younger are better than the players that necessarily that they're replacing are older. What about Brook Lopez? What kind of chances or odds do you think Brook Lopez is back? Because it doesn't feel like they're very good to me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the sort of national reporting is that, you know, will be interest elsewhere, and there should be. Look, to use a baseball analogy with Brook, Brook now is that third, fourth major league starter, right? Like, you need that guy to get you through the whole regular season, to win you games, to eat up innings. But once you get to the playoffs, he's a bullpen guy. And so that's, I think, where so there's value in that. There's value in Brook Lopez starting 82 games, shooting 38% from three, blocking two shots a game. But clearly, Sparky, in the playoffs, he cannot play in certain series. So I think, and look, and everyone knows that. I think Brook knows that. And so what is that value? If you were to tell me, Sparky, Brook's coming back at, I don't know, $5, $6 million, which is like seems to be that range you're hearing, but you were to tell me, look, there's a different type of five, and the Bucks are going to play four big men, which they haven't really done.
Right.
I can rock with that because that means you're getting through the regular season and you've got optionality as a player. I don't know who that is, though, Sparky. So Brook is interesting. I'm not sure there. You know, I'll just throw out a name because he's easy and he sort of fits what we're talking about, which is like a Kevon Looney, right? Not yet 30, a lot of miles on those legs, but you know what he's about, right? He's 6'9", he's playoff experience, champ, all that good stuff. Different kind of dude, right? Like, he's not going to shoot. He's not really going to score.
He's going to get hurt.
What they're doing, right? Can he match up? Like, if you were to tell me Brook and Kevon Looney are on this team for a combined total of $8 million, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's a better playoff matchup, right, going forward. And I think a lot of people will probably be cool with that. So we'll see about that. Now, look, Sparky, I'm going to bring this back. You mentioned a different team, younger guys. What John Horst needs to do is tap into the GM who in 2018 signed a much younger Brook Lopez to the biannual, signed some no-name from Portland named Pat Connaughton. 2 years later, signed some you know, tarnished image guy in Bobby Portis. Also signed some guy no one ever heard of named Brent Forbes, who went on to outscore Jimmy Butler in a playoff series. Like, those aren't sexy moves. At the time, Sparky, no one knew those would be core players of an Eastern Conference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Team, best team in the league 3 years in a row of a title team. I think that's where the Bucks need to get back.
Okay,
to
but one second. Right, okay, but one second. I want to ask you then the follow-up question. I'm good giving John Horst all the praise for everything you just said. I'm fine with that. But how much of that was Budenholzer taking what he was given and getting the most out of him when he was the coach? And do you feel like Doc Rivers can do similar if given those same type of players in that situation?
That's a fair question. And I don't know that for sure. I think Bud had a system that clearly, you know, Brooke, no one, well, look, I don't know if anyone knew at the time Brooke would turn into a DPOY stretch big.
Yeah.
Right. The Bucks clearly had some stats and some analytics that showed he could be that. Would he? I don't know. Same thing with Bobby. Bobby never shot that many threes, never made that many threes. Right. Is Doc that guy? Time will tell. I don't know. All I can say, if you're the Bucks and he is the head coach, it took him too long, Sparky, to get to that lineup in game five in Indiana.
Agreed.
That's the lineup that should have started game one after a week off.
I'm with you.
So if you were, this is unfortunate, Sparky. We didn't do any exit interviews with John or Doc. I don't know if we're not going to see them till media day. I don't know. But if you were to tell me if the pitch is Doc's going to run that kind of offense or play those that kind of style, then yeah, I think if there's that sort of cohesiveness with him and John in that way, I think those right sort of role players could work.
But isn't Doc closer to Jason Kidd than he is to Mike Budenholzer? I mean, Doc, if he gets Brook Lopez, when Bud got Brook Lopez, Brook Lopez is playing with his back to the basket and killing people inside and doing what he did with the Nets.
That's what he's doing. I don't think there's in any world he would have told Brook Lopez, go start shooting threes. Like, there's just, I don't see him thinking that far outside the box to try and do that. Now, Doc knows that today's game is about the three. Obviously, I get that. I was hearing rumblings, reading rumblings, whatever else, that apparently this front office is looking at the Pacers like, yeah, we want to play like that. Yeah, we want to be like that. Yeah, well, okay, but you have to have the personnel, number one. Number two, look at how they built that team. That team was built through trades more than it was even built through the draft, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Bucks have to go about reimagining this roster in different ways, right, clearly. What I'll say about Doc is this. 2 years left on his deal, which effectively, as we all know, whether you're a free agent or not, 2 years left means 1 year left.
Right.
Which is why the Giannis thing's interesting, because it's like he's got 2 years left on his deal, right, before they want him to extend next year. So there's no greater agent of change than maybe when there's some pressure on you. And look, Bud, I would say Bud's the same thing. Going into that title year, you know this, Mark Lazarus was ready to fire him game two in Brooklyn.
Yes, he was. Right?
And,
yes.
And I things I remember clearly about that year, Sparky, was Jeff Teague when he was signed, P.J. Tucker when he was acquired. It was, wow, Bud's adjusting. Bud's not as rigid. Bud's changing things. Guess what? Bud won a title, and then he gets an extension. Because if not, he was getting fired. And, yep. And I'm not saying Doc's going to get fired. And I'm not saying he's going to feel pressure. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But I guess if you're looking for why would Doc change or the coaching staff change some stuff, first of all, they don't have Damian Lillard, so they have to. they have to.
Yep.
And you have to make, you know, you have to do something different anyway. And so I guess, like, you may not like it, but going forward, that's sort of the trust you're going to have that's what they're going to do, is make things a little different, a little more free-flowing around Giannis.
So Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Bucks beat writer. Follow him on Blue Sky, Jim Ozarski. Of course, listening to him here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fancy. Sparky Pfeiffer with you. What's your read on Porter Jr.? He opts for free agency, obviously thinks he can get more than $2.5 million in free agency. Does he fit into how they want to play, what they want to do, and his fit into the locker room last year?
Yeah, I mean, definitely widely accepted. I think he bought in, you know, to whatever the role was going to be in L.A. It was, you know, no offense really needed. Defense first. Obviously, his role changed as Dame got hurt and came back, and et cetera. Up and down first playoff, right, Sparky? I think you saw some nerves, some pressing early.
Yep.
You saw some progress late. Long way to say, I do think they'd like him back. I do think he really likes Milwaukee, Sparky.
That's
good. I don't think that was lip service. The opt-out is not surprising. I could see, look, I don't think there's going to be a robust market, you know, for the, in terms of tens of millions of dollars. Maybe a slight raise over that 2.5, which is effectively the minimum. One plus one, Sparky, where, look, the Bucks have done this. We mentioned all those role players from 5 years ago. Typically, the Bucks do that. You come back, you do one plus one, you check all the right boxes, and then there's a more lucrative deal coming down the line. I'm not reporting that, but I think that's the thought process. Now, Sparky, what could change is, as we're talking, guys are getting bought out. Options are getting declined.
Jordan Clarkson just got bought out, it looks like,
exactly.
According to Sharania.
So,
yep.
Right. So I think you have to allow for the fact that, you know, pieces are moving, players are becoming available that maybe we didn't think could be, right, in just 10 hours ago.
Sure.
So, but yeah, I do think there would be interest in bringing him back. And look, again, like Gary Trent, they don't really have a lot of avenues to 24, 25-year-old guys who could score 50 points,
right,
or, you know, 12 assists in a game. Kevin Porter Jr., for all his flaws, has that ability. And if you're the Bucks, I think it would behoove them to maybe keep that type of player, even if maybe you want to protect yourself with some non-guarantees or some bonus structure,
sure,
type things, to see what happens.
I've got two more. How much do you think Gary Trent makes coming up on this next deal? More or less question than Bobby Portis?
No, it'll be less. And I think it'll be, I'm going to throw out a 7 to 10 window APY, Sparky. I don't think it'll be less than that. But Nikhil Alexander-Walker is probably the prize right now. 7 to 10. And I think, and that's that NTMLE where the Bucks can use the rest, whatever the rest of that is, to get that second player, whoever that may be.
So they could split it between Trent and Porter.
Yes.
Right.
Or, you know, anyone else.
Or anywhere else. Right. Last one. Just need to know. Initial reaction when you heard the Malik Beasley Fed's investigation on the gambling, and it turned out to be the Bucks here.
Look, you know, Sparky, we've both been doing this too long. There are no surprises anymore. I guess there's no surprise, but I will say, like, considering that year, that's the Rozier investigation, which I believe is still ongoing. The Jontay Porter pled guilty. I don't know if they're all connected. This is originating out of the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York. This is not originating out of Wisconsin. So, you know, it's not like that was initiated here. You know, again, you know, we'll see where this leads and what this means.
But see, for me, it's this, right? Like, I don't know about everybody else. I never watched a game. It was like, oh yeah, something weird's going on. Oh yeah, something crazy is going on with Malik or something like that. Like, never got that thought. I mean, I know the report is they're looking into possible prop bets and some other stuff, right? So, like, my concern is, you know, there's a prop bet of more than two 3-pointers attempted, and he's betting on himself to take more than two or less than two or something like that. That's where I think, as a Bucks fan, you become irate. Now, if the number is more or less 3-pointers attempted for a guy on another team that wasn't playing the Bucks one way or the other, then yes, it sucks. No, you don't want him gambling. But as a Bucks fan, caring only about Bucks fans, that's not going to bother me as much as if it's the guy I'm guarding, I've got over 3-pointers attempted and I'm not closing out. Like, that's the type of stuff that would irritate me as a Bucks fan going into this. Obviously, you don't want anybody tied to a gambling incident. Clearly, that year is a train wreck for the NBA as far as gambling goes, based on all these allegations being thrown around on everybody. But as a Bucks fan, that's the one thing I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear anything involving games in which he played in as a member of the Bucks and having things, you know, go one way or the other because of him on the floor.
Yeah, that's the hard part, right, Sparky? He was a starter right after the Dame trade and Grayson Allen trade. You went from a guy who was supposed to be a backup, seventh, eighth man maybe, to a starter. And look, the Porter thing is a guy who bet on himself, right? And to not hit certain unders, to fake injuries or whatever it may be. And we'll see where this goes. Again, Terry Rozier's been involved in this, tangentially investigated. No charges there yet. We don't know what's happening with Malik, Sparky, but you're right. This is clearly becoming or is a big problem for the NBA right now. Because, look, I'll go back to the Porter. We'll go back to, like, the open and shut part of this. Jontay Porter pled guilty to this. He will go to jail for this. You know, he was NBA player one in some of these documents. And when you read that, it can only make you think, well, if he's NBA player one, well, like, why is it phrased that way?
Correct.
Are there NBA player two through whatever?
Good point.
And so, we'll see how this goes. And it's just it's unfortunate.
They're making millions. They're making millions. This isn't Alex Karras and Paul Hornung where these guys got to find second jobs. These guys are making millions. Like, it just drives me nuts. The guy's making millions of dollars still doing this type of crap. Like, it's just so frustrating. Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Bucks beat writer. Follow him on Blue Sky, Jim Ozarski. Free agency is going to be nuts. This legal tampering period, whatever the hell they call it, it's going to be crazy all week long. Stay with Jim Ozarski and all his great stuff with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.